Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Today's episode is brought to you by Last Rampage, the new true crime film starring Robert Patrick, Heather Graham, and Bruce Davison. And we had the pleasure of speaking to someone involved with the movie.
Hi, my name is Heather Graham, and I'm playing Dorothy Tyson in the movie The Last Rampage.
The Last Rampage is a true story about Gary Tyson and how his sons broke him out of prison, and it's a very dark story, and Gary Tyson is not a good guy. I play his wife, and I'm super loyal and devoted to him, even though he's pretty much the worst person in the world.
One thing I think is interesting about the movie is a lot of these movies, they tell a story about like, oh, this rebellious guy who was this cool gunslinger and, you know, he did it all these wrong things, but he did it for the right reason. And I think this story sort of turns that story on its head because it's got, at first you think he's a cool guy, but then you're like, no, this guy is just like a selfish, self-centered, narcissistic jerk. I like stories about real people. I think sometimes real life is stranger than fiction. Like, I mean, some of the stuff that happens, you just go, I can't believe this is real, but it's real. And then if you do more research, it's even stranger than the stuff they put in the script. It's just like, sometimes real life is stranger than fiction.
Don't miss Last Rampage, the true story of the prison break of Gary Tyson. In theaters September 22nd and available for on-demand pre-order August 22nd. Find out more on Twitter by following @LastRampageFilm or on Facebook.com/LastRampageFilm.
Feral Audio.
Hello, weird adults. Welcome back. It's me, Esther. Today we're going to do a solo Q&A episode. So as I have done in the past, it's maybe been a while, like since January. I don't know for sure, but I feel like I haven't done one of these since January, which feels like forever ago. But guys, it was only 8 months ago because it's August now and I just did math. Ugh, I hate when people make jokes about how bad they are at math. It's so lame when I just did one, so I hate myself. But, you know, we got to move on from that. We have to really just embrace that it's not funny to be bad at math. It's actually something that we should work on. But also, I guess it is a way of dealing, of laughing off an insecurity, so... Man, I don't know how I feel. Okay, so I posted, as I have done in the past, I posted a photo on Instagram and you guys posted your questions below and I'm going to read some of those questions and hopefully I can answer them. Okay, so let's get started. Is there any business we have to go over? Let's see. Can I be like the secretary of weird adults right now and think about it? Well, you should know that if you are a makeup, diet, exercise, beauty fan in any way, shape, or form, then you should be checking out my new podcast. I know it's crazy. I'm not one of those crazy people that has two podcasts. It's called Glowing Up, and I co-host it with my friend Caroline Goldfarb, who has been on the show before, and we really bonded over liking to know about what celebrities eat, and then we were like, we should have a podcast about this. So Glowing Up is also available on Feral Audio and you know, all the places. And yeah, we have a Facebook group, we have an Instagram, which is at Glowing Up Podcast, and the Facebook group is just called Glowing Up. And yeah, I'm really excited. It's coming out every Tuesday and it launched on July 4th, so you're not too behind. It's definitely a good one for binging. So yeah, Glowing Up is out there. I have a TV show coming out in January that I'm so excited about. It's coming out on Freeform, and we don't have an air date yet, but if you are interested in following all the up-to-the-minute news and updates about it, you can follow at Alone Together TV on Instagram. And also, I'm sure I'll be letting you know about that, too. And what else? I'm on the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, season one and two. Seasons one and two are on Netflix. So yeah, that's basically it, I think. I'm sure I'm forgetting something, but because, you know, I just do so much. Just kidding. Oh my God. But did you guys see Girls Trip? Tiffany Haddish is so good in it. It's just, it's crazy. She's so funny. She makes the movie amazing. And she is a former guest of Weird Adults, a former guest of Cocktails with Little Esther. That interview is out on YouTube. And she's so good in this movie that, like, immediately you're like, oh, I will see any movie she's in because she's so freaking funny. It's like just the person of a lifetime in this movie. She's so good. And I'm so proud that I love her so much. Okay. So, like I said, I posted a photo on Instagram. You guys posted questions. The photo is of Elvis and Margaret on the set of Viva Las Vegas, which is, look, all of Elvis's stupid movies that he made, and, you know, whenever his crazy manager was making him make all these bad movies, they're all, for the most part, they're very bad. He's in a lot of bad movies. It's really kind of pathetic. But I mean, isn't Justin Timberlake only in bad movies too? Like, is that just what happens? Is like, you're a famous musician and then you can, people will just make movies with you and you're not that smart, so you just make them and they're not that good. Like, did Frank Sinatra have any huge movies? I don't know. The Manchurian Candidate, I think he was in the OG production. Okay. So, the thing about Viva Las Vegas, and I don't know why I'm talking about this, but it is a movie that I like. It's kind of the one, I think, and I could be wrong, but from what I understand, it's like the one Elvis movie that's like pretty good. Also, fun fact, he was talking about being in A Star Is Born with Barbra Streisand, but then I think his manager didn't want him to or something. It didn't work out. But like, people say that would have been his big movie, but okay. Who cares? I care. Anyway, there is one song in this movie that I love so much. It's called She Loves Me Not. No, it's called The Lady Loves Me, but I always say She Loves Me Not because it starts, She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not. Anyway, I don't know why I'm so coughing-ish today. But it's called The Lady Loves Me, and it's kind of, you know how that Christmas song, everyone was like, oh, hey, wait a minute, that song is rapey? Like, 50 years later, what is it? It's getting too late. The cold out, maybe it's cold outside. Everyone's like, oh wait, that's kind of rapey. You could maybe say that about this song because it's all about him saying that she loves him and that she's going to love him and whatever. But it's, look, we don't need to think about that right now, but let's just have that like what level of wokeness on our minds and our agendas at all time. But this song is really good. You have to kind of watch the video. It's cute. Not the video, but the scene in the movie. It's on YouTube. You might watch this and be like, wow, Esther is an old man and it's weird and she doesn't get it anymore. But I like it. It's charming. And Margaret is so cool. This is such a loaded photo. I really just wanted to talk about this photo and not answer questions. No. So Anne Margaret and Elvis like had this intense relationship and connection, and it is said to be that Elvis didn't know who he should end up with, if he should be with Anne Margaret or if he should be with Priscilla, because Anne Margaret was like an equal to him and she was a fellow star, and you know, they had this great fiery connection, but then Priscilla was like the more safer choice, or, you know, I don't know if safer is the right word, but you get it. He couldn't decide and he chose Priscilla. Either way, neither of these options were going to work out. Cause if it didn't work out with like the young, person that was going to kind of just like be his, do whatever he said person, if it didn't work out with her, I don't think it was going to work out with Anne Margaret. You know, that would have been more of a, who are the, two pop stars that are together that were two, Lady Gaga dated an actor, so that, whatever. I'm trailing off. Anyway, Anne Margaret, Elvis Presley, watch it. Or don't. I'm stupid. Okay. So someone posted at me, BST33. Who is that girl? I already answered that. It's Anne Margaret. Thank you for asking. Tyler Coke 10. What are your best zings for the Big Brother contestants? Okay. Big Brother is on right now. Forgive me if you don't watch it. Forgive yourself, because it's so good this year. It's the best year I've ever seen it. I hate to say it, I really love Jessica and Cody. The zings I would have are, it does seem like Raven definitely wanted to be with Cody and then got denied, and now she's just like acting all trashy and hates Jessica and hates Cody. I know Cody and Jess are gone now, but and I guess I don't have anything that exciting, because I got really into it once Jess got evicted. I got really into her social media, and then now I'm like needing to take a step back. But I feel like Matt, why is he had so much promise. He's like cute and sweet and just charming, but he turned out to be such a dud personality wise. Like, he's just like Raven's boyfriend and just wants to be the loyal, like put me up as a pawn kind of dude. And I feel like, I don't know, I wish he had more personality because he's so cute. Okay, Dort Velasco, Periscope versus Insta Stories. I don't, so many people post Insta Stories that I'm like, why weren't you just Periscoping this whole time? Like, here I was Periscoping 24 hours a day. No one else was doing it. I guess there's Instagram Live. That to me feels a little more like it has to be an event, whereas Periscope felt like you could just Periscope yourself sleeping and no one would care. So I'm still trying to figure out what's my, you know, how am I going to handle it all as the future keeps evolving. Updated Trader Joe's faves, also from Dort Velasco. I haven't been to Trader Joe's in so long, but dried mango is always key for like a sweet taste, but also it's easy to overdo it. But I don't really have any current Trader Joe's faves. However, the Santa Cruz brand organic peanut butter crunchy dark roasted, I can't be in like a 5 mile radius away from it. You know what I mean? I always have to have it with me. When I travel now, I buy it as soon as I get to wherever I am. Like, it's so good. It's also, you have to, it's the kind of peanut butter you have to stir, and you have to really commit to that stir. You have to dig the knife in, pull it aside, let the oil spill over to the side, and keep doing that. Like, the stirring alone is like a religious experience. It's something that you really have to focus on, that and only that, for like 7 minutes. So yeah, the Santa Cruz brand peanut butter has just become my summer clutch. And also eating cereal with almond milk is another summer clutch. Dort Velasco, what's on your current watch list? Big Brother, I watch 3 nights a week. I look forward to it the way that, in a way I can't explain. Like, when I don't have it that night, it's a bad day. And when I have that to look forward to, nothing can get me down because I'm so excited to watch Big Brother. Let's see. Thoughts on unboxing videos? I really like unboxing videos, depending on the product, of course. But if it's like makeup, it's usually pretty fun to watch. Blonde Swanson 4. What are the types of stresses you feel are weighing you down at this point of adulthood, and how do you combat them? I wouldn't say this is an everyday stress, but an occasional stress of adulthood is like, how will I continue to support myself for the next however many years? And then also, how will I fill time? How will I fill downtime that I have and not go crazy? Because I had so much downtime in the last, I don't know, not last 10 years, but like probably 5 years ago, maybe even not as long ago as that. But like, doing stand up, you have so much downtime during the day before I really started like writing and doing other things. And that is can be difficult. And I think like figuring out how to really manage that time is really important and on my mind a lot when I'm working. I'm also thinking about what it's going to be like when I'm not working. And then taking care of my dog can be a stress, and making sure she's happy. And then also, like, just general, like, what does the future hold? Not knowing. And I wish that I could be one of those people. You know, you meet those people and they're like, oh, I never worry about that. Oh, the future. Oh, the future is wonderful. And why would I think about the future? Because I'm living in this moment. Like, that is not me. No. Those people, and I'm not even going to say the way I think, like, about people who are like, I just have one square of dark chocolate. I aspire to be those people. I don't aspire to be the future is whatever people, because I can't even wrap my head around that concept. And I don't get it. You're a different species than me. You know, maybe it's like the difference between me and you is that you have religion. That's the easiest thing I can think of as to how they can be that way, that they just believe in something that I don't believe in. But, yeah, that's not me. That's not me, and it never will be. Okay, that was a weird version of a Madonna song. I'm so sorry. From Garbaggio's, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? Also, the best ice cream experience you ever had. My favorite ice cream flavor, OG. You know, I'm going to go through the years. So as a child, my favorite was mint chocolate chip. I no longer see that as that expired, like, by, you know, middle school, high school. Then it was cookies and cream. And then it kind of went back and forth between cookies and cream and cookie dough. And I'll say that right now where I stand, and then it was like vanilla for a hot sec. And I think I have to say I teeter between cookie dough and cookies and cream, because those two are just so, so good. And then I know mint chocolate chip is good still, but I never get it, and I never go to it. And then best ice cream experience I've ever had. I mean, I still really think that a DQ Oreo Blizzard, you can't beat that experience. If you have a good DQ Oreo Blizzard, it's really good. I don't know. That's gotta be it. I know that's not a specific time that I'm thinking of, but it really is just the classic. Also, a freaking McDonald's cone, which those have been on sale for 50 cents this summer. A McDonald's vanilla soft serve cone from the drive-thru. That's iconic. Okay. Ugh, this next question is really contradictory to this last one. Did switching to vegan make you feel any better? From Sarah Michelle. So yes, I've been trying to be vegan for ever since July 4th. And I would not say I feel better. I would say I feel very confused. So just to bring you up to speed, I watched that documentary, What the Health, like every other basic person. And then it made me turn vegan. And I'm definitely committing to it for a little while. I'm not saying this is me forever, but I'm trying it out. And part of it's working in my advantage because I like having some guidelines for eating, because otherwise it's just a free for all. And I get kind of too paralyzed in deciding what to eat. So I like that it's given me some, restrictions in a good way. However, I definitely crave cheeseburgers. I don't crave pizza as much, except when I look at it, I want it. But I do think about cheeseburgers often. And eggs, not eating eggs, that's hard, man. Because breakfast sandwiches and fried eggs, eggs are so reliable and easy and cheap and fast and convenient. So not eating eggs has been the biggest challenge. But I'm happy not eating dairy. I really am feeling better. As long as I can find good dairy-free alternatives for desserts, there's like a vegan cupcake at Sprinkles Cupcakes. There's a lot of different dairy-free ice creams, even at Target. The So Delicious brand Snickerdoodle ice cream is so good. So I don't feel like I'm lacking, but the small things like a cheeseburger and like a McDonald's ice cream cone or a Dairy Queen Blizzard, those are the things ultimately at the end of the day that may not leave me being able to stick to this. But I read on PETA's website that if you're vegan, you're saving 100 animals' lives per year. I mean, I don't know how that's really true, but I'm going to think about that. And also, I don't know. You just got to watch the movie, because I'm not here to like try and get anyone on board with this, because I'm not that person. But I definitely was affected by the way that animals are treated, and it made me feel really gross. And I for right now, I don't want to be a part of that. So I'm still researching my other options, but that's where I'm at today. Okay. Rambo Randy. I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory for the first time. What is your favorite dish there? They used to have this appetizer that blew all other things on their menu out of the water. And it was this like, tell me if you guys remember this. It was just like a flatbread with cheese on it. It looked like a pizza with no sauce, which I'm the first person to say I fuck white pizza. It's awful. I never want pizza without sauce. If you dare serve me a pizza that has no sauce, and it did not strongly indicate that on the menu, like, get the fuck out of here. You are not, that is not legal. That is not upon that, the social agreement we agreed upon, like, you're not following that. So I just have to get that out of the way. But this was a flatbread that had just cheese on it and the pizza sauce, the marinara sauce on the side. And for some reason, this version of that worked. It was so good. I mean, granted, it wasn't supposed to be pizza. It was a flatbread. So it's different. But that appetizer, which is no, they took it off the menu like 10 years ago. I don't know why I'm talking about it, but it was so good and I really miss it. In terms of what's on the menu today, I don't know. Their menu is too confusing and too big. I don't have a specific go-to, but the bread that they give you, there's the brown bread and the white bread. The brown bread is so good. It doesn't look like it's going to be sweet, but it is, and it's good. Otherwise, their menu is too confusing. Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely, beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. Sheriff Skabs, if you had to eat at one restaurant for every meal for the rest of your life, regardless of health reasons, price issues, etc., what would you choose? Wow. Regardless of health reasons and price is like, man, what do you even, how do you decide? I was thinking In-N-Out, but there's so few choices that you can't sustain that lifestyle. So you need to think of a place that has a bigger menu. I mean, is it the Cheesecake Factory? Just because they have so much? Oh, that would be grim. One restaurant for every meal. I mean, if price and health were in play, you'd kind of have to say Chipotle because it's so, it just hits all the boxes in an easy, fast way. But I have no idea. I don't, Taco Bell, I don't know. Of course, it has no price issues and I picked the cheapest place. Okay. Also, Taco Bell is not that cheap. I've spent $13 there on one person easily. People love to make that joke and they're pricey. Actually, when I was there with my dad, I remember he was like, "This is expensive." And I was like, "Yeah, it is." Okay. Favorite song, Alfred Anthony. Favorite song you ever did a dance routine to, and can you post a vid of what you remember here on IG? In fourth grade, me and my best friend Christina did a dance to No Scrubs at our talent show. And then also, Me and Christina did a dance to Macy Gray, I Try, but we never performed it publicly. We just would always do it in front of her twin brother to like just kind of gross him out. And so Macy Gray, I Try. I have a good little dance to Macy Gray, I Try, and I maybe will post it, but I don't know. I would probably need to be with Christina, but she would never post it. Okay. Is the Fun Cooker 1, 2, 3? I love seeing all these people asking the questions that I know, you know, I recognize you guys. So thank you. Is wearing socks with sandals an acceptable look? Yes. All looks that you feel that you want to do, those are acceptable. In fact, they're even more acceptable because you're basically saying, fuck what you think, I'm doing it anyway. And that makes it even cooler. Okay. Have you ever thought going into a high school and see how many classes you could attend before someone says something from Dan overboard? You know, that's interesting. You can't really get into a high school, but I wonder, I don't know. That would be fun, sneaking into a high school. Let's see, what else? Okay, Mindy Magana, hey girl. Okay, finally, solo apps are my favorite. Yay. That was my yay. What is your typical day like? So right now, I would say I've been busier. So a typical day lately has been wake up at a time that is not fair to have to wake up. I mean, I shouldn't complain. I like the romance of waking up early before the sun is out. It's very like romantic, not in the like boy girl way, but in the cool life. Cool. I don't know how to explain it, but it's romantic. So wake up at like 5 a.m. walk out of the house, drive either to Alone Together or Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and do hair and makeup and then go to work and come home, eat a big, big meal because that is the greatest reward in life. Take a bath, wash my hair or not, and get in bed really fast with my laptop, watch beauty YouTube videos, and eventually hopefully fall asleep. That's like a work day. And then a typical day other than that, if I don't have to work, it would be some version of like wake up. Oh, I have to, you know, deal with donut, tidy up, eat breakfast, you know, cereal and almond milk or a English muffin with peanut butter and jelly, and just kind of do what I can around the house mixed with watching beauty videos. But I don't have a typical day, but let's touch base on this question in September because I think I'm not going to be working as much and I'm going to need to figure out my typical day then. If you date someone and it doesn't work out, do you typically become friends after? So I only have two major, major ex-boyfriends right now in my life. Well, I guess I have more than that, but there's only two bigger ones that the relationships lasted a long time. And one I don't speak to at all, that's on him. I tried to speak to him and he was not interested. And then the other one, we see each other around, and we're 100% good. We're not friends, like hang out, but I could see him, I could talk to him, and it's like we laugh and it's make fun of each other. And it's not like loaded or there's no undertone of what you're thinking. Like it's just completely purely like, oh, hey, like a colleague. I don't know if that's common. If I heard someone say that, I'd be like, no way, you can't have that with your ex. And I hear you and I agree because there are certain exes you cannot have that with. But for some reason with this one ex-boyfriend, like it's just beyond any kind of weirdness. It's like, I think it's just we know each other and we know who the other person is and we know that there's nothing there and it's all good. But I don't think that's typical. And it's not even typical for me. But it is just one I don't speak to and one it's all is good. 3, in your friendships, do you typically make plans or do your friends make plans with you? I think that... I'm trying to think because the only friend I see the most is my friend Jenna. And it's typically I think it's pretty even. Maybe me more so making the plans, but it's just like texting like, hey, what are you doing? Let's do this right now. It's a lot of last minute stuff. I'm not a planner in advance-er, and I think that hurts me in the long run, but I want to work on that. But, yeah, typically I think I'm losing out on life because I don't plan in advance for things. So that's something I want to work on. So thanks for reminding me. Do you ever get lonely since Donut because you have to be with her more? No, because I try not to let having a dog really affect my life in a negative way, even though obviously sometimes you have to get out of bed earlier or, you know, you want to do one thing and you have to deal with her you always have to factor in an extra 10, 15 minutes before you have to go somewhere. You have to take her out. And, you know, there's little things like that I'm still adjusting to. It's like, oh, I don't want to do that, but you have to. So you just have to keep telling yourself, doesn't matter. This is the commitment you made to having an animal. But I still have a hard time with that. I know I sound like a little kid, but I still have a hard time with that. In terms of having to be with her more, no, because I tend to be I don't go out a bunch and I like, you know, being home on my computer. So I like being here with her, but, yeah, I don't feel that way. I'm trying to think if there's the other big adjustment is just if you're out doing something, you know, that if it's, you can't be out past 5 hours. So, whereas I used to like leave my house early in the morning and then just pack a bag and just kind of pop around all day, like to a coffee shop, to a friend's house, to another friend's house and do, you know, and just not come home in between things that I had going on. That is kind of can't really happen as much anymore. 'Cause you don't want to hire someone to watch her just 'cause you don't feel like driving home. But obviously on the days that I'm working, you know, someone has to watch her for me. Okay. Well, guys, I mean, there are still so many more questions and I think that I am going to save them for a part 2. And I'm so genuinely so appreciative that you guys post questions because it really makes this fun for me and I like doing solo episodes and I'm glad to hear that you guys like them too. And please keep the feedback coming and the questions and all that. And I'm just so grateful for this relationship that we have. And hopefully this wasn't too crazy of an episode and I answered most of your questions, but I'm going to do more in the next one. And yeah, thanks so much for sticking with me. And I hope that we have more regular episodes coming soon. And that's it, guys. Thanks. Bye. Feral Audio.